Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley right here, 106.7 The Fan. Obviously, the big news is everything going on with Alex Smith. I think we're past the point of surprise. Now it's time to spin it forward and figure out what happens next.
There you go.
Sources have told me the Washington football team is going to move on from Alex Smith. Parting of the ways should happen this week, if not sooner. Ian Rappaport first reported this news this morning. No surprise, B. We've talked about it repeatedly.
Yeah.
24 mil and 37 years old rarely go together.
They don't go together. And I think most people understood this was going to happen. You know, they probably didn't want it to happen for some unforeseen reason, but it's sports, man. And listen, a healthy person at 37 that's not playing up to the ability will be released.
Yep. It's simple. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. That is the AAA Always On Call guest listener line. At 12 noon, Mike Jones is going to join us on the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. I want to run through some tweets, then we're going to get to the phones.
All right, let's go.
Scott W2 on Twitter asks, any chance Alex is traded so there's no dead cap money and get something back? No. The same reason Washington is going to release Alex is because they don't want to deal with the contract. Nobody's going to trade for that contract.
I don't think if you trade, you just get rid of that anyway, because I think when you look at Carson Wentz was traded and the Eagles are still stuck with that money.
Right.
So when you trade a person after they received, I think, the money, then I don't think that makes a difference.
All right, here's the opinions. This is from Jonesy DC. Says, they have to let Alex go. With the playoff teams the team will see in the regular season, they will face faster defenses. Alex has limited mobility and won't be able to protect himself and the money issue as well. I think you're right.
I'm with that.
This is from Pee Wee's Kid on Twitter. If a coach
Pee Wee Herman?
Just says Pee Wee's Kid. If a coach couldn't count on you to compete going into a playoff game, it's a no-brainer to move on. Even when Alex was healthy, he didn't look good. Feel-good story is all well and good, but need an upgrade.
Okay.
Last one I'm going to read. Alex Smith, this is from Dean Spear. Alex Smith, even when healthy, has proven to be more of a game manager these days. His leadership is great, but WFT needs more playmaking and dependability at the most important position. Thanks, Alex, but on to the next.
I kind of feel like that. I think reality will just tell you when San Fran decided to move on and Kansas City decided to move on, he was at his absolute best at those moments. He's not at his absolute best right now. He's done something remarkable in anybody's eyesight and mindset. But we all know this game of football is brutal. And he can't protect himself like he used to. And I think that's the ultimate thing that scares the hell out of everybody. And if you can't protect yourself, I can't, in good faith, constantly put you out there and pay you that type of money, because now I have to do too much just to protect you instead of going out there to try to win a game. And that you don't want to be in that position.
I agree. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Smitty and Laurel has to say. Smitty, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? I apologize. I don't know what happened on Friday when I tried to call you. I just didn't get go through. Maybe I didn't pay the phone bill or something. I don't know. But I'm so very happy that Alex Smith will be heading out now. Say there's $14 million in cap and whatnot. And it's just time for him to go. And I went too crazy about that article, because it's amazing. He talking about renewing his plans, or he didn't fit into their plans, but he didn't mind getting paid all that money and whatnot, though. He didn't have too much bigger problem with that, though, did he?
Well said, Smitty. Yep. Thank you for the call, buddy. Glad you paid the phone bill. Let's go to Charlie in College Park. Chuck, what do you think about the Alex Smith situation? Right move, wrong move?
Well, it was the right move. It was obvious, it was predictable, and it's the thing to do. It's a business. I think he belongs in the Washington Hall of Fame, or the Ring of Fame, and even though he wasn't here very long, just his comeback and the fact of how well he performed when he was out on the field. B. Mitch, haven't talked to you in a while, man. I tracked you down. You can run, but you can't hide.
What's up, Charles?
Yeah, man, you know who I am.
I know that. Cool. Yeah, what's going on, brother?
This is the reincarnation of Vince Lombardi talking. that's true. It's, see, we'll get to know as I call it more and more. Yeah, I knew it was coming. It was predictable. It's a thing you have to do. It's a business. He knew that a long time ago. He's a realist. Can't take away from what he did. And I think they deserve to give him a big send-off, a big thank you, if not immediately, then down the road. That's the way I feel. I want to see him go with Heineke and also with Kyle Allen. I think they have their quarterbacks. They could use another one. I don't want to see him give away the farm for a hot shot coming out of college. Might pan out or might not. I've seen a lot of them come and go. You know, Brian, you and I used to talk a lot about, you know, he can't, you just said he can't protect himself. He can't, he's not as mobile, this and that. You know what? This team has needed help on the offensive line for a long time. Their pass protection hasn't been wonderful. They made a lot of broken plays in the big plays. Heineken showed you that at near the end of the season. They need help on the offensive line, and it would help Alex Smith. But it's not going to happen overnight. He has to go. What a story.
Yep.
What a story. Y'all take care.
Right, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it. And he's right. I mean, it is just such an incredible story. But it's time.
Like it is.
There's nothing else to say here. And to me, the real question is what happens next.
Yeah.
And what does that mean for Trey Lance or Russell Wilson or any of these other guys? That is what I am most interested in, is the next step. We have a few more calls. B. Mitch, you're going to like this one. Paul in Southern Maryland says he agrees with B. Mitch.
Oh, really?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing, Paul?
Great. Hey, man, let me just say, starting off, it's an honor to talk to you, B. Mitch. I grew up watching you. One of my fondest memories as a kid is listening to Kool and the Gang sing Celebrate and watching you do your splash into the end zone on the highlight reel. So really, really, really cool to talk to you right now.
Appreciate it.
Right on. Now, that being said, Alex Smith, man, I wish he would see what he accomplished this past season as the type of career-defining moment that I do. You know, he left his mark on the game. And not everybody can win a championship. I'd hate to see him get inserted in another game and not be able to adequately protect himself and risk getting injured, maybe this time from something he can't come back from. So I think it's time for him to move on as well.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call, man. I mean, that's the other part of this is – I talked to sources after the GQ interview came out, and I had a story the next morning with, you know, sources from the Washington football team kind of responding to that, saying, you know, Alex has a point, but so do we. We were scared. Everybody was. And to try to look around that is just revisionist history. Yep. And I think we saw – now, the word is the injury – late in the year, the Niners injury was a bigger deal than it was reported, and that it was more of a bone bruise than it was a mild calf strain and all of these things. And I don't know kind of the – one thing you always have to consider in the NFL is the why. Well, why would something happen this way and then a different way? But regardless, you can't count on him for 16 games, right?
Yeah,
you just can't.
You don't. You just don't know. Listen, okay, I know everybody goes back to – well, Aaron Donald jumped on his back. A lot of people are going to jump on his back. So every time somebody jump on his back or do something, we're going to think something wrong. This is NFL football. You have some ridiculously talented, athletic people at sizes that you don't think should be able to move and act like they do. So normally when we watch football, we watch a game. We watch people get hit. But no, we get to the point of, it's hurting you to watch it. And when it gets to that point, I don't think is necessary at that point.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Going to go to my guy Andre in just a second, but two good tweets here, B.
Mm-hmm.
Big-haired aristocrat says, why do this now, though? We aren't in a cap crunch. Why not wait to release him until we are sure we found his replacement? I'd like to answer that if it's okay with
Please
you.
Please do, because I mean—
because you're going to have to pay Brandon Scherff. And, yeah. And if you're going to get that deal done, this nets out at almost zero. Because you're going to get $14 million back from releasing Alex, and then you're going to spend it. It's money in, money out. And listen, you can't be in a situation where you're keeping folks around for sentimentality or nostalgia, or in this situation, until you found his replacement. They believe, Ron Rivera said this late in the season, that he thinks Kyle Allen could have won the games Alex Smith won.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that's true, that's what the organization thinks. So they're not concerned about his replacement because they believe they already have it. All right.
I don't know.
Now let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. You know, not necessarily on this show or today, but I've heard people talk about, oh, it's big send-off, you know, Ring of Fame. Kick rocks. The man played 18 games as a Redskin, as a Washington football team player. 18 games. That's a season and two games. And, you know, it wasn't as if he won a playoff game for the team. Listen, what happened was a great story. It was sad. You know, he came back. He played. I mean, that's all fantastic. But 18 games wearing the burgundy and gold. He does not belong in no Ring of Fame. He does not need a send-off. He doesn't need any of that stuff. He made 20-some million dollars. He made Floyd Mayweather-type money where you play, like, one round, you get, like, $15 million in the round. So, I mean, you know, it was a tragic situation. He survived. He came back. He made his good money. But, you know, send him off. I mean, that's, to me, how far bad is how much losing we've done as a franchise. Well, we want to anoint someone in the Hall of Fame or the Ring of Fame because he played 18 games as a Washington football team. You know, I don't see it. I don't see it for Alex Smith that way. I won't remember him as if he was some god with a small G that did so much for the franchise. I won't.
That is a strong call.
That is.
Thank you, Andre. That is a heck of a question, and I want to throw that out. I'm gonna put that out on Twitter too. B. Mitch, is somebody that's in the Ring of Fame, do you think Alex Smith belongs there?
No, because the Ring of Fame is not about your comeback story. His comeback story got him Comeback Player of the Year. Okay, that's where that happens at. And I understand that we have not won in so long that we want to grasp everything that seemed to be positive. And I say no. You know, I am as big an Alex Smith fan as anybody, but I'm also a realist. So you don't just come in because someone played. They got hurt and they came back. That doesn't necessarily mean it. Now, they may end up doing something like that. But there are guys that played 14 years, 16 years, won Super Bowls, been there over and over again, and they're not in it. So you're going to say because somebody came back. This is what athletes do. Okay, and I know someone will go, nobody else did. Well, everybody doesn't have that injury. He was someone that was able to fight back and had the right people, the military place that he went to help him get back. Joe Theismann didn't have that. What if that was around when Joe Theismann had his injury? Could he have been the person to come back? And then you look at the things that Joe had accomplished already. You know, I think we are so hungry for anything positive, anything successful in this town that we just grab it all. No. You got the likes of Bobby Mitchells and Art Monks and Darryl Greens, and they played 20 years and all that type of thing. So at this point, I say no.
B says no. What do you guys say on the phones? 800-636-1067. Again, 800-636-1067. It's tough for me to disagree with you because it's a club you're in, right?
But see, but the thing about me being in it, I was shocked as hell when they called me because we had issues when I left here.
Yeah.
And I never thought that would happen. But what I'm saying is it's a thing about production. And no matter how bad we felt, tell me about the production. You know, you said 16 games, 11 is 5 in 16 games. That's 3 years. It took 3 years to get there. So there were another 32 games that he was not in. And I think you can't automatically assume that it was going to be, all the other games would have went the same way. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but this is what this damn profession has been. It's one of those, what have you done for me lately? What have you really done? And when you start adding it up to those type of things, you say no. But you can still do something to discuss and make sure you put a spotlight on what he did to come back.
Landfill, where are you at?
About the Ring of Fame?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, he played like, what did you say, 18?
16 starts, 18 games.
And like two of them were good games. No. I mean, it's a great story. It's nice and everything, but no. 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 No.
No?
No.
Okay. Landfill's clear on this. Gotten a lot of tweets on this. I put a poll out on my Twitter at JP Finley MBCS. Does Alex Smith belong in the Washington Football Ring of Fame? And this was a question I hadn't even really considered until Andre Manassas got on here and adamantly said that he doesn't. Burgundy Blog responded to me just saying, what? With a question mark? And I think the early results from this Twitter poll are pretty overwhelming. I mean, this thing has 500 votes in 4 minutes. And it's 78% no, 22% yes. I'm going to make the case for yes. I'm going to lay out why. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I'm going to make the case why Alex Smith belongs in the Ring of Fame. Okay. I'm going to do that in our next segment, and then we're going to take your calls because there are plenty of calls. I want to hear from Calvin and Waldorf. That looks like he has a very strong take on this. We're going to do all of that. Does Alex Smith belong in the Ring of Fame? B-Mitch says no. Landfill says no. I'm not saying yes, but I think it's interesting. We're going to figure it all out right here, 106.7 The Fan, when we come back. I'll always let the George Clinton play. B-Mitch and Finley here on a rainy Monday in the nation's capital, 106.7 The Fan. The question we are asking, does Alex Smith belong in the Ring of Fame? The Washington Football Team Ring of Fame. You got Hall of Famers, you got legends in there. Does Alex belong? I'm going to explain a case for him to be there. I'm not saying he belongs there, but I don't think it's something that should be easily discounted. I just got a tweet from Jason Linehan said, that's bananas about the idea of putting Alex in the Ring of Fame. Real quick, though, B, can you wish Joey Tironis a happy birthday?
Joey, happy birthday to you. Have a great day, and I wish you see many, many more.
How about that? Joey T says he's a loyal listener. He's a guy I've known a long time, and he loves getting in the car and going to work and hearing our show.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
All right. Overwhelmingly, people do not think Alex Smith belongs in the Ring of Fame. But I wanted to read this tweet from Laz Alonso. Laz is in The Boys, that Amazon show. Major actor, really good dude. I've met him a few times. Huge Washington Football fan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can follow him on Twitter, at LazOfficial. Thank you, Alex Smith, for going above and beyond, giving the Washington Football Team a chance at winning every time you lined up behind center against the odds. You are appreciated and wish you good luck. Also, stay safe. A lot of life to live after football.
Yeah.
Here is my case for the Ring of Fame for Alex Smith. And then we're going to get to the call. So Walter, Kyle, Calvin, everybody stay there. When Alex Smith came here, he stabilized an incredibly volatile situation. The Kirk Cousins saga, the Bruce Allen saga, all of the sagas that were going on. He was thrust into a fairly wild situation. This team became winners. And I talked to so many people in that locker room in 2018 that said, Alex is a leader in a way that we've never experienced. And every time we're on the field with him, we feel like we can win. They're in first place when he goes out and gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
The injury is obviously catastrophic. He probably shouldn't have ever been back on a football field. He worked all the way back. And imagine how much motivation and inspiration that provides for thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. He finally comes back, finally gets on the field, looks awful. That first game against the Rams looked awful. Gets back out against the Lions later. Throws the ball all over the place. Eventually, he's the starter, and he starts winning games, and he starts looking good again. This team does not win the NFC East without him in 2020. It does not springboard Ron Rivera into a new situation where they're looking to continue winning. Gives this organization a feel for winning and a feel for leadership, all the while one of the most remarkable stories ever in sports. That's the case for putting him in the Ring of Fame.
See, that's the thing about it, JP. That case is like you're giving him credit for everything that happened. You're forgetting about a defense that played well enough so when he's passed for 140 yards, they still win the game. You're forgetting that Ron Rivera, I think, was the person that stabilized really what was going on here. And I'm going to take you back to when they were sitting at 6-3. I think I was on radio a lot then and doing things, and there were people in this town, even at 6-3, hated the fact of how he was playing. Not throwing the ball, not having a given chance. The defense was playing exceptional, too.
B, there were coaches that weren't thrilled with how he was playing.
Listen, I give Alex credit for a ton of things, but he's not going to get all the credit. Because I played the position of quarterback, and a quarterback doesn't win football games by himself. Okay? Especially if you go out there and you have more interceptions than touchdowns, and you win the game because the defense didn't let somebody score at all in the second half. So it looks good, and that's why I think they got to find a way to stop just say, oh, quarterback is 12-0. No, he's not. The quarterback, the team is 12-0. The quarterback is not 12-0. Because a lot of times quarterbacks play horrible. They don't play good enough to win the game, and they still win the football game.
I'm with you.
So when I look at the whole aspect of it, listen, I don't have a say in it. But when I'm looking at those who sit in it compared to what has happened, you can't make his story any better. We don't know some of the stories of other people that had to fight through stuff. And, yeah, that was a physical story. Some mental stories are even tougher to overcome. And those things happen, and they play for 10, 12, 30, 40, 50 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and I don't see it. I don't see it. Because I asked the question. We're assuming if he hadn't gotten hurt, some great things would have happened. Do we know that?
I got a great tweet from this is from our friend Michael Phillips. Does a tremendous job covering the Washington football team for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he covers all things Richmond. Philly said this, B, and I think this is pretty strong. Similar to the actual Hall of Fame, two things can be true. Alex's resume isn't strong enough to warrant inclusion in the Ring of Fame. But his story is inspirational and should be celebrated in some way.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
You can celebrate the story. And listen. Let's just be real, okay? We've been celebrating the story. We really started celebrating once we saw the documentary because we saw what he went through to get to where he was then. I think when he walked on the field, this whole area, people that didn't even weren't fans, they found a way to say something positive. The NFL, everybody has celebrated the story. But I think that's the difference. The story and the play are two different things. Totally two different things. And I think we, for some reason, can't separate the two. I've been taught to separate the two because I lived my life playing this game for 20-something years of my life. And you have to find a way to separate one thing from the other. Because you're judged by what you do once you're on the field. You're not judged by, oh, he had to come through so much. No, once you're on the field, you're judged by what you do on the field. Point blank.
There you have it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start with our guy, Calvin in Waldorf. Calvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Good morning, JP. B. Mitch, how y'all doing, man?
Oh, good
doing
morning. Good, man. How you doing, Calvin?
All right. Look, B. Mitch, you said it for me earlier. You know, I mean, it was a great story. But, you know, we are so starved for a little success for this franchise that we grab on everything and want to hold on to it, man. And, you know, I mean, I talk to people now who are happy that they almost beat Tampa Bay. And I'm saying, I can't be happy. We lost the game. I'm saying, hey, Heineken's going to be our starting quarterback. I said, I like the way he played, but he played five quarters. And now y'all grabbing him, he's going to take us to the Super Bowl. We take the slightest little thing and we grab it and run with it. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, Alex Smith, man, love the story. But, hey, this is not a fairy tale. This is business, you know, and the team has to do what's best for the team. You know, it's a great story, but is it going to help you coming this year? You know, I love the story, man, but I think it should happen.
All right.
All right, thanks for taking my call, fella.
It's not a fairy tale. That's a great
line. See, the question, Trent played here how many years?
Damn near 10.
And people say, oh, he shouldn't be in the Ring of Fame.
Trent gave way more to this organization than
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, it's just that people want to the stories, it's not about a story. And I almost know if there's a certain criteria. But the story is the story. And I think we have praised that. I praised it over and over again. Praise the man. You know, and I think that's the thing about it. When you're not in someone's face and you're praising them and talking good about them, that's when you mean it. I don't have to wait till I get in front of Alex to say what I thought about him. But I can also tell him this right here, that the same thing I'm saying here, I can tell him in his face too. That, you know, hey, if you had done more, yeah, but no.
Two good tweets, and then we're going to go to Walter and Alexandria on the phones. Hogs of Washington says, I would argue for Alex to be in the Ring of Fame. I get that it isn't a participation trophy, but what Alex had to persevere through during his time here in Washington and the people he's touched along the way shouldn't go unnoticed. And then I got this one, B.
But just like the caller prior said, you can praise that. Like you said, the tweet. You can praise that, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Ring of Fame.
I hear you. This is a good one, though. This is from Lenny Brooks, who I'm guessing you know. Lenny's a legend. He says, you make a case for Alex Smith. I can make a case for RG3. I was there for that ride in 2012 when the Washington football team was relevant on Sunday Night Football and FedEx Field was nuts. Who would you put, if you had to put one of those two in, who'd you put in?
None.
You have to pick one.
I'm not putting none.
You have to pick one.
No, I don't have to pick one because I don't think either one of them, both of them together didn't do enough, have a long enough a career and success story for it to be there. So I'm just going to be the person where they're going to say, well, we're going to kick you out the voting group.
Who would you put in, Lamphill, if you had to pick between Alex and Robert?
RG3, and it's not even close.
All right. Phones are open. Let's go to Kyle in Shady Side. Pardon me. Kyle, you putting Alex in the Ring of Fame?
No, absolutely not. I guess I'm going to piggyback off of something that B. Mitch was talking about, you know, when he's in the Ring of Fame and deservedly so. He did a lot of things, but you don't water down the Ring of Fame for a good story. I mean, like, it would be one thing if it was maybe like Jacksonville, Carolina, or there wasn't a lot of history. This is a storied franchise with a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of guys who worked really hard, put in a lot of years, a lot of time. You don't put a guy in for, you know, a year and a half and a good story and comeback player of the year. That's not fair to the Hall of Famers and the guys who really, like, even the Chris Cooleys, you know, guys like that who were here for a long time and put a lot of work in and made a big difference for 5-10 years on this team. Those are the guys who belong. Not a guy, I mean, he had an 11-4 record. He played amazing, but in reality, I mean, we're talking about a guy where if Dwayne doesn't crap the bed and Kyle doesn't break his leg, Alex would have never seen the field. It was a great story, but this is not a guy who belongs in the Ring of Fame by a long shot. There's no way.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kyle. And I think that is the overwhelming consensus, and I think it's the accurate consensus, honestly. B, did you turn your mic off?
I'm here. I thought you were going to say something else. I see another call there.
No. We have a call. I think we got a break. Walter and Eric, stay on hold. Your calls first thing when we come back. Then we got Mike Jones joining us at noon. We can talk all we want about Alex being released. Nobody should be surprised by this. This news was coming.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mike about what's going to happen next. I'm ready for that. And much, much more right here at 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. In about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Mike Jones from USA Today. Covers the entire NFL. Listen, free agency. It's 2 weeks away. Buckle up, Landfill. It's going to be fun. Question we're asking on the phone lines is, does Alex Smith belong in the Washington Football Ring of Fame? The news of the day is that the Washington football team will soon part ways with Alex. Everybody knew that was coming. If you didn't, you live under a rock. If you didn't know that, you need to listen to me and B. Mitch on the radio more or follow us on Twitter. We've been telling you this is coming. This is an interesting reply, B, and I got this on Twitter. Follow me at JP Finley, NBCS. Follow B. Mitch at B. Mitch Live, NBCS. I asked, does Alex Smith belong in the Ring of Fame? Which I don't believe he does. None of the four of us believe he does. I put a Twitter poll out. There are folks out there that think he does, but it's not a big group. It's about 80% say no. And that's, gosh, people voted on this thing. There's 3,700 votes in 32 minutes. Uh-huh. 79% say no, 21% say yes. But this is interesting. Psyche at Barlow Buddy says, not after that GQ article. And you got to wonder if that maybe drove a little wedge between the organization and Alex. I don't know. I don't know.
And we've well, the thing of it is this. If you are someone that belongs in it, you belong in it, whether you have an issue with the franchise or not. Many people thought I had an issue with the franchise. As I said, I thought it would never happen. I never looked at any numbers that I had. I didn't know about my numbers here because it was never told to me until I left and went to Philly. That's how I found out about the numbers. When you start looking at the numbers and look at the rank for one team, somebody doing a certain amount of stuff, and you start seeing how much I've done here, you say, okay, that's the argument. But if Alex had deserved to be in it, the GQ article shouldn't stop it. That's why I believe Trent Williams has done enough, whether he had the issues or not, to be in it. So, I mean, we'll see.
Well, and Lanville, see if you can confirm this. Somebody on Twitter, Daniel Bloxham, is saying that Portis and Cooley aren't in the Ring of Fame yet. I mean, those guys got to go in. I would put those guys in. Trent goes in. That might take a little bit of time to let water get under the bridge. But then, you know how Ahmet's always listening. Ahmet's texting me the actual numbers. I mean, Kirk's numbers are way better than Alex's numbers.
Yeah, I mean, if you saying because of the everyone is saying this because of the story,
right?
If it's based off of the numbers, then Kirk Cousins belong in the damn Ring of Fame.
All right, let's hear from Walter in Alexandria. Walter, what do you think about Alex Smith's future with the Washington Football Team?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Walter.
If you say National Football League Hall of Fame, I say no way. He don't belong in that. But the Washington, D.C. Ring of Fame, I'll tell you what, let's make that part of the deal to get rid of him. Say, listen, we'll put you in the Ring of Fame, but you got to go. And I think that would be justification for us to do that. If we make that part of the deal, let him go. What do you think about that?
Well, Walter, they don't have to do that. They can just release him. I don't think they're going to do that, but I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
You know, just as a fan of the team, if you had told me on January 30th, 2018, that we could get rid of Alex Smith but put him in the Ring of Fame, I would have absolutely taken that deal.
Is that when they traded for him?
That was the night they traded for him. I'd happily put him in the Ring of Fame to not ever have him on the team.
Wow, you really didn't enjoy the Alex Smith era, Lanfield.
I don't think he's a bad dude. I think it's a great story that he came back, but he's not a good quarterback. San Francisco realized that. Kansas City realized that. For some reason, we decided to get worse at quarterback.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's impossible to say now, and it'll incite a riot. But I'm not sure Kirk was better for the team than Alex. Had they ever gotten a deal done with Kirk, would have been better for the team with Alex, but they didn't. Listen, they were mismanaged. There's no way around that. I mean, looking back in time with this organization is an ugly, ugly trip. They made terrible decisions. And that's not lost on the people running things in Ashburn now. That, man, we didn't realize how bad some of this was. Have you looked at the offensive statistics from 2019 to 2020? They produced significantly higher yardage totals and still only went from the 32nd to the 30th best offense in the NFL. They are so far behind in what they want to become. So, yes, I hear what you're saying, Lanfield. Let's do one more call because we got Jonesy joining us at noon. Eric in Orange. Where is Orange, Eric?
Orange is between Culpepper and Fredericksburg.
Okay. Oh, all right. Cool.
I've seen that.
And Charlottesville.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Wait.
What's up, JP? B. Mitch.
And Charlottesville.
Everybody know that Brian Mitchell is a National Football League Hall of Famer. The only person with more yards than Brian Mitchell all-purpose for a career is Jerry Rice, non-quarterback, for those who don't know.
We know, but we appreciate you pointing it out.
Most people don't, I feel. So, Alex Smith, the notion that he could be in y'all's Ring of Fame is ridiculous. And any fan who would say that he could be in y'all's Ring of Fame, you better say Trent needs to be in your Ring of Fame because Trent left because of the medical staff. The reason why Alex Smith has this crazy comeback story the recovery. The recovery wasn't from the injury. The recovery was from the infections because of the surgeries. He had like 17 surgeries, not because he broke his leg, but because he had so many infections. Who did the surgery? Redskins doctors or someone else? Because it's a big problem. That's why Trent left, and that's what the recovery was about for Alex. Everybody needs to stop anointing him as some great player, especially specifically for your team. He was a detriment to the team. You traded draft picks and a player for him. You gave him a fatter contract than Kirk ever had, or you even was willing to give Kirk, and he didn't play for you for 2 years. It's ridiculous.
So that's a no, Eric.
It's absurd.
That's a no?
Brian Mitchell for the Hall of Fame.
I 100% agree with you there. Thank you for the call, Eric. Thank you for listening.
I think that was a no.
I think that was a no. He seems less into Alex Smith's tenure in Washington than Landfill.
Yeah. Landfill's
a pretty hard dude.
Yeah, but he won up you right there.
Yeah, he went even harder than I did, which was pretty surprising there. Although I do think his distinction between him not recovering from the broken leg or recovering from the infection was a little bit ridiculous. It's the same thing.
The broken leg was so severely broken that it led to infection. I'm not delineating there. I have a quick, important question.
Okay.
Ryan, if I pay, can you go get us some sandwiches?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Where are we talking?
We'll talk about that off air. There's a place two blocks away that has Dr. Pepper fountain soda. I might celebrate today, Brian.
So he wants you to go. He really wants you to go get Dr. Pepper. He cared less about the sandwich.
No, I'm kind of craving a meatball sub.
Oh.
You want one? Sounds pretty good.
No.
Landfill definitely wants one. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to USA Today's Mike Jones. Lot to discuss with him about the Washington football team and everything going on across the league. Right here, 106.7 The Fan.